The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
Us country folks can survive. This is your country boy, Kelso, up here in North Dakota, the second most unlocked state in America after South Dakota. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And I've got a list here, and I hope I can find it, that on which you'll find your state to find out how it rates as to degree of lockdown. So we'll be talking about lockdown a lot here tonight on the Trump Phenomenon radio program, dated May 22nd, 2020. Welcome to the show. I'm James Kelso. The show's live. You're welcome to participate at 800-313-9443. Those are the preliminaries. I think we're all set. Two most important pieces of news we've got. But I might start with a humor segment just because I can't control myself. I just want to play this again. You've probably already seen it or heard it, so, but it's worth hearing again. You'll agree, I think. Does the name Lori Curran ring a bell? Okay, what is she? What is Lori Curran? She's the county executive in Nassau County, New York. And it's weird for a person born in New York to say this, but is Nassau County on Long Island? I think it is. Any of you callers can enlighten me. Anyway, so Lori Curran, now let's listen to her. She's on a tennis court, I believe. Let me look at the picture again. Yeah, she's on a tennis court. I mean, this is ballsy. I'm sorry. To make this announcement while she's on a tennis court, she's got her scarf on. She's got two law enforcement officers to either side of her in black, and they've got their badges on, but also their masks. She's lowered her mask, which, of course, is appropriately debonair, you know, stylish, you know, a la Debbie Burks, you know, with her scarves. It's a fashion thing, you know. So she's got her, so here she is. She's making an official announcement of her county executive. I just love this. Let's, shall we run it back to the beginning? It's only 1 minute long. We've got to listen to the whole thing. Listen carefully. All of it's important. Do you play tennis at all? Do you know how tennis works? You know, you're when you're serving, you have two balls in your hand. And, you know, serve number one, if it goes in, then you hang on to that other ball. Serve number two, and so on. And your balls come in cans. Here she is. Let's hope YouTube hasn't removed this since I last time I viewed it. Maybe they have. This is always possible with YouTube. Always possible. My gosh, you know what? This is not looking good. Let me hit refresh. This is not looking good. Don't tell me they... Okay, this is looking better. Here she is.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls. With your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X, to put someone's initials on them.
Okay. She goes on. That video doesn't include it all, but she actually goes into detail on how you can mark the balls so you're sure not to touch someone else's balls. Although you can kick them. Oh, it's great. I mean, it says it all as to how stupid the lockdown is. So now let's go to the serious portion of our show and the lockdown. Two huge developments in the last 48 hours emanating from none other than Donald John Trump. Huge development number one, he announced if there is an upsurge in Kung Flu cases, he didn't say Kung Flu. If there's an upsurge in Kung Flu cases, there will not be another lockdown. Woo! Thank you, Mr. President. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. That's it. He has lowered the boom. He has spoken. Ain't gonna be no more lockdowns. What does that mean, folks? It means he gets it. That the lockdown was BS. And it ain't gonna happen again. Destroying our economy ain't gonna happen again on his watch. Beautiful. That would be worth the price of admission right there. But we've got a twofer. There's another beautiful thing that he did today. I'm sure you caught wind of it. He announced, and I'll get the video. It's beautiful. He says, I've written an executive order declaring all houses of worship to be essential services. Ah, yes. What a genius. What a brilliant man. That's exactly the right move to make. But it gets better. So all houses of worship are essential services. He says, starting now. Ooh, I like that. Not, you know, like these BS pronouncements from the governors, you know, well, we're gonna reopen or we're gonna re-examine. We'll reconsider reopening in July. Hey, thanks, but no thanks. I like to hear, and you know, we've said it on this show, the whole damn economy, what needs to happen? If we had our druthers, if we were president, the whole damned economy is declared to be open. When? Yesterday. Now, immediately, not tomorrow, not tonight, not in 30 minutes. Now. Open now. It's a matter of life or death to our civilization. So then the president said, but it keeps getting better. He said, the churches are open. When? Now. And he said, if any churches are prohibited or interfered with holding services this weekend by action of any governor, I will override that governor. Ooh, boy, are we loving this. Oh, folks, I can't tell you in how many ways that is a beautiful move by our president. Oh, that's got so many facets and aspects to it. I'm just loving it. I will override that governor. So just, I mean, look what the president did in one fell swoop. This weekend, you know, a lot of Americans go to church, wouldn't you say? And this weekend, you know, they haven't gone to church in a long time. You think they're maybe missing the chance to go to church? You think it's starting to bother them? Huh? Yeah, of course. So do you think they're going to be there? They just heard from the president. This is Thursday. No, this is Friday. Sorry. They just heard from the president in time for their weekend services that they can go to church. Well, they're going to go. Now, look at the battle that's set up. Are the local police, at the behest of pukes like Andrew Cuomo or pukes like Gretchen Whitmer, are they going to arrest people at the Presbyterian Church, or the Catholic Church, or the Jewish synagogue? Are they going to arrest people? I don't think so. I don't think so. And if they do, bring it on. Bring it on. And it was, Donald Trump has set up, you know, he's as a great general. What does a great general do? A great general picks the battlefield. A great general looks out on the plain and the hills and the valleys and the streams and the forests and says, you know what? I'm going to fight my fight right here. And I'm going to clobber the enemy because I'm going to use the terrain. I'm going to use the battlefield. The battlefield is going to be part of my army. That's what Donald Trump does, and he has done it masterfully today. Because this is now set up as a battle. How many Americans are on the side of their churches? How many Americans are on the side of God? Donald Trump, he now has on his team, his terrain, God, all churches, all synagogues. And what has the other side got? They're the army of Satan. They don't want to go to church. They want the churches shut down. I mean, come on. I love this. Great. Joe Biden. And now what is Joe Biden going to say? When Donald Trump says, hey, governor, you want to shut churches down in your state? Go to hell. We'll keep it kind of biblical here. Go to hell. What's Joe Biden going to say? How dare you? How dare you? The effrontery. What abuse of power. I, Joe Biden, I would keep the churches closed. I would keep the synagogues closed. Oh, Joe, you're going to get a lot of votes that way. So Donald Trump has set the battlefield. He's got the enemy charging uphill through marshy ground. They're slogging through mud and they're going uphill. And he's shooting arrows and he's upwind. The enemy's shooting arrows into the wind, uphill and in the mud. I'm loving it. So those are the two great things that have happened in the last 48 hours. There will be no shutdown again. Ain't going to do it. And item two, church is open this weekend. And if you disagree with me, like a county executive, like what's her face, Julie Curran, who says you can kick my balls, but you can't touch them. Hey, Julie, you're going to have to mess. You're going to be messing with Donald Trump. Don't touch his balls. Don't kick his balls. You'll be sorry. So there are going to be a lot of people that are, and of course, all the ministers and pastors and everything. You know, it's true. There are some churchmen and churchwomen who are left-wing idiots. Of course, you know, it's a big world. So there will be some who actually take the side of the lockdown people and don't open their church this weekend. Well, again, Luther, the people in the congregation don't agree. They want to go to church. And so if the pastor, or priest, minister of the church, rabbi, says, I'm not going to open the doors, he looks like an idiot, which is fine because he is an idiot. So that's great. So another winner, another point scored for the good guys. Well, there you go. Plenty of reason to be happy right there. All righty, let's go see what the president's up to here. Oh, yeah, let's go look at his Twitter account here. And you know what? I just thought of this. Talk about the drama of this. The president attends the Presbyterian Church there in Palm Beach when he's in Palm Beach. I don't know where he's going to be on Sunday. If he's in Washington, I think he attended church sometimes at the National Cathedral. If you haven't been in there, you want to. That's an incredible building. You want to go in there. Especially you want to take a look at the Stonewall Jackson window. It's in the National. Yes, the Stonewall Jackson window in the National Cathedral. It's there. And it'll stay there as long as Donald Trump's the president. I can't speak for any after he's president. But I don't know whether he'll be in D.C. or he'll be in Palm Beach. But my point being this, I think the president is going to be showing up at his church door with his, in the beast with Melania and Barron in tow. I think he'll be showing up at church. And, knock, knock, I'm here to go to church kind of thing. I mean, I'm kind of exaggerating a little bit, but I think a few phone calls will be made. The president will call his minister at the Presbyterian Church in Palm Beach saying, are you going to be opening the church? And that's called pressure. Okay, so let's see what the president's got going. 80.1 million followers now. Add another 100,000. He gives a big endorsement to. Remember the doctor that examined Donald Trump way back at the beginning of this administration? Found the president to be 100% perfectly fit. Perfectly fit for a second term. He even added that. And then at the president's request, this is Admiral now, Ronnie Jackson. The president said, well, why don't you give me the metal battery as well? Wasn't part of the routine. So Ronnie Jackson gave him the mental test. He said the president came through with flying colors. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have that same test administered to creepy, sleepy Joe Biden? How do you think he'd do on cognitive function? Oh, ow. Ooh. Oh, gee. Anyway, he says, Admiral Ronnie Jackson is a very successful doctor and Navy veteran running for Congress in the Texas 13th District. Strong on crime, the border, and agriculture, and he loves our vets. Ronnie has my complete and total endorsement. Vote for Ronnie. He'd make a great presidential candidate, by the way. He's one handsome dude. And then he gives other endorsements here to other people. I'll skip through some of these. Karen Handel in Georgia, and Guy Reschenthaler in Pennsylvania, Navy veteran also. John Joyce in Pennsylvania. So there's a long list of endorsements here. He's cranking out endorsements every day. And, oh boy, it's just quite a list. So long, I can't do them all. And let's get down below these endorsements. Here's one for Lisa Scheller in Pennsylvania. Strongly supports our military vets, small businesses, and the Second Amendment. Lisa has my complete and total endorsement. Oh, boy, there's quite a string of them here. Now, by the way, speaking of voting, ooh, this is important. Who did I see today on TV? This was a very, oh, yes. What a hero. Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor of Texas. Boy, do I love this guy. Boy, do I admire him. Remember, he's the 70-year-old lieutenant governor of Texas who said, hey, coronavirus, hey, I'll take my chances with that rather than destroy my nation. Stay tuned. We'll be back with a story about Guy Patrick, what he said today about voting. You'll love it. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild
America first. Hey, we're back, folks. Where the heck was I? Well, here's an item I just found during the break. On lockdowns, I'm going to go through this list really quickly. I've never seen anybody rate all the states as to who's the worst and who's the best in lockdowns. And from our Patriot point of view, less lockdown, you know, less government is better government, and less lockdown is better government. So the number one, South Dakota. They've got the least amount of lockdown in America, just to the south of me here. Number two, and actually they're ranked this way, 51. They include D.C. So number 51 is South Dakota. Number 50 is Utah. And then we're in North Dakota. I thought we were in second place. We're in third. 49 is North Dakota, and it shows here. But even here, the big Catholic church right across the street from me, they haven't gone to mass, and they have masses like, you know, multiple times a week. I mean, there's a common 500 people pouring in and out of this busy St. Michael's Church. It's like a cathedral. It's been a ghost town. This is wrong. Totally wrong. So I'm going to be watching very eagerly to see if there's a mass this weekend. I just look out my window. The bells are ringing, but, you know, I want to see the people singing. I want to see mass. Okay, so number 48 is Missouri, 47 Idaho, 46 Tennessee. Listen for your state. It's getting worse as we go, but we're starting with the champions here. 45 Montana, 44 Texas, 43 Florida, 42 Iowa, 41 Georgia, 40 Arkansas, 39 Kansas, 38 Nebraska, 37 Oklahoma. You're noticing a pattern here, folks. It's the Patriot states that are the best. 36 Indiana, 35 South Carolina, 34 Wyoming, 33 Mississippi, 32 Alabama, tied for 31 Arkansas and Minnesota, 29 was West Virginia, 28 Kentucky, 27 Nevada, 26 Maine, 25 Virginia, 24 North Carolina, 23 California. Have I read your state yet? 22 Oregon, 21 New Hampshire. It's getting pretty bad in here. 20 Arizona, 19 Colorado, 18 Wisconsin, 17 New Mexico. It's getting intolerable now. 16 Louisiana, 15 Washington, 14 Michigan. That's Gretchen Whitmer, the dominatrix with her whip and leathers. 13 Vermont, 12 Maryland, 11 Delaware. It's getting downright unbearable now. 10 Connecticut, 9 Ohio, 8. And that idiot governor in Ohio was DeWine. He was the first guy to close the schools. What an idiot. And, of course, he's a never-Trumper. Duh. You know, he's a neocon Republican, a phony Republican. Ah, how long must we endure these? Ohio, 9. Massachusetts, 8. The execrable government of New York, number 7. Equally execrable New Jersey government, number 6. Number 5. Pennsylvania, and notice these are the people, this is where people died. Those three states right there, that's it. In fact, those four, they're all in a row. Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. That's way more than half the deaths in America. They killed people. They killed old people by confining them to horrible places that they regulated. They're horrible because of the way they regulated them. Number 4, Illinois. So they're all in a row here. Illinois is in the same lineup. Then D.C. is 3rd. Rhode Island, and the worst of all, ironically, a place that didn't have many deaths, the worst of all, and this is the outlier, Hawaii. So they had a whole lot of shutdown and lockdown, but it didn't hurt them much. It killed their economy. The Hawaiian economy is dead. But they didn't have many deaths. And the reason, of course, is their latitude. They're at like 25 degrees north latitude. They're considerably below, actually, Key West in Florida. And we found out, some of the people knew all along, sun kills viruses. Heat kills viruses. And Hawaii's got loads of both. So all those Hawaiians, every time they went out in the sun, all they do is do one 360-degree turnaround in the sun, and they had no virus. Every virus in their body, in their hair, anywhere was dead as a doornail. So that's one reason they did so well. Same for Florida and California, even. Californians, the Sunshine State. Wait a minute. Is Florida the Sunshine State or California? They're both Sunshine States. And there you go. Let's go back to the president here. Here's a stinger. 2 hours ago, I'll tell you what, the excitement never stops with Donald Trump. Remember, we talked for a long time about Jeff Sessions on this show? Donald Trump just dropped a bombshell. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. Hello.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back, folks. We're back, and where was I? I'll come back. Everything comes back. I was at a great tweet. The president has so many great tweets, you don't know where to go. Okay, I'm going to remember this one right here. Here's a really good one. I'm going to scroll up a little bit. It's so easy to get lost. Here's an amazing tweet from the president on Jeff Sessions. Now, remember on this show, I was very unhappy with Jeff Sessions. I mean, very unhappy. And hey, I think we got that one right too, because here's the president, lo, these many years later, several years later, he's not happy with Jeff Sessions. Now, remember, he's running for his old Senate seat in Alabama. Running against him is Coach Tommy Tuberville. forgive me, football fans, I can't remember, what team did Tommy Tuberville coach? Somebody call me up and help me. I know he's one of the great coaches, one of the great teams. The name rings such a bell. Anyway, Tommy Tuberville is running, and Donald Trump has endorsed him over Jeff Sessions. But now get this tweet, just 2 hours old. I mean, it's hot off the griddle. This is your president speaking to you. 3 years ago, after Jeff Sessions recused himself, the fraudulent Mueller scam began. Alabama, do not trust Jeff Sessions. He let our country down. That's why I endorsed Coach Tommy Tuberville, the true supporter of our MAGA agenda. Ooh-wee, folks, that's Donald Trump letting Jeff Sessions have it right in the kisser. I mean, how do you get Jeff Sessions? How do you get up off the mat after that haymaker? I wouldn't even consider continuing to run. I'd withdraw after that. That's how powerful a tweet can be. And then here, the president quotes a tweet from Tommy Tuberville. Tuberville, and so the president is endorsing this tweet. Tuberville tweets, 3 years ago today, Jeff Sessions threw Donald Trump to the wolves. That's true. With the Mueller appointment. When faced with supporting the president of the United States or running scared, Jeff Sessions chose the easy way out and recused himself. I won't ever run from a fight in the U.S. Senate. That the president retweets that. I mean, folks, that's worth the price of admission right there. And then the president, you know, Donald Trump doesn't forget. And he is Mr. Counterpuncher. And you touch Donald Trump's balls, or kick them worse, you kick them. He's not going to forget. I don't care if it's been 3 years. Jeff, you just found out. You kicked Donald Trump's balls and, well, now you get it. Oh, that's a beauty. Now, there's another beauty down here. Talk about dumbass people. Let me go down here. Here's his comment. By the way, here's his comment on the churches. Let's listen to the president so I don't have to let the president say it. It's so powerful. Listen to this.
Thank you very much. At my direction, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing guidance for communities of faith. I want to thank Dr. Redfield and the CDC for their work on this matter and all the other work they've been doing over the past what now seems like a long period of time. Today, I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now.
Right now.
If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people.
As Donald Trump loves our people. And, of course, there were some de rigueur, you know, moments in there. He has to list all forms of house of worship and so on, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't – there's nothing you can infer from any of that. So my gosh, is he strong there. And hey, governors, you know, he – Don't mess with me. That was beautiful. Now let's get to another one. Now let's contrast, compare and contrast that leader, that great man, with Joe Biden. Oh, I'm loving Joe Biden as Donald Trump's opponent. This is so good. Okay. Tim Scott, a black senator from Florida. No, South Carolina. Excuse me. Sorry. It's confusing with Senator Scott of Florida. Another Scott. Tim Scott of South Carolina. Listen to what he has to say about something Joe Biden said. Just said. This is good. Let me get in here.
Hold on a second. Serious stuff here.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black,
it don't have nothing to do with Trump.
Now, did you hear that? If you got a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, he's talking to a black guy now on video. He's talking from his basement, hideout. He's talking to another guy on a split screen who's a black guy. And he says, if you have trouble figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, you ain't black. Whoa. Now Tim Scott's going to comment on that. Let's just play it one more time. You might not have heard it. You might have blinked when it went by. This is so choice.
Got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black,
it don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see.
Take a look at my record, man.
Joe Biden says you ain't black. Response to that, Senator?
Wow. That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. The man who sponsored and led the charge on the 1990s crime bill that locked up more African-American males than any other piece of legislation, and President Trump comes along and through his criminal justice reform corrects the absolute mistakes made by Joe Biden, for him to make such an arrogant, ridiculous comment to, if you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black?
And Tim Scott, as I mentioned, he's a black guy, and he's a great patriot. He's one of Trump's greatest supporters. Well, I mean, he's a much better senator than Lindsey Graham. Sometimes is good, but Tim Scott's always good. Wow. I mean, how many of these screw-ups can Biden commit before he finally just, people just have to, throw in the towel? This guy, if you have a problem voting for me, you ain't black. Moron! Oh, gosh. Let's go to some callers here. We're having too much fun. We'll go to Kevin in West Virginia and Tom in Utah. Let's start with Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi, James. We can't afford to have people go back to church. You might actually learn from, Luke 4:40. Is it Mark 16, verse 18? And they may find out that God apparently has been totally ignorant of that social spacing need, because he has Christ, his son, and he has his apostles go and lay hands on the sick. That's within 3 feet. That's within 6 feet. That's within 3 feet. That's within 18 inches. Apparently, God needs to be brought up to date with the World Health Organization and the CDC guidelines.
Yeah, and no hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. He forgot to say wear your mask and gloves.
Yeah, gee. And Tom, this is so beautiful. This weekend, churches all across America and all houses of worship, people, this is such a beautiful move by our leader, because he's put himself on the side of every, doesn't matter what denomination, he's put himself on the side of every churchgoer on their, fundamental and most important beliefs. And he's pushed the demon rats over they have to, you know, because their standard is if Trump supports it, we oppose it. So now that Trump has supported going to church, they have to oppose it. Good luck. Good luck winning an election in the United States of America. I don't care how far down the tubes we are. You can't win on that platform. Oh, I'm loving it. And then I love his promise that we're not going to have another lockdown. That's beautiful. So have they closed churches in Utah?
Oh, yes.
Well, see, that's unbelievable. And here, North Dakota, we're number three on the list, the least shut down places. And unbelievable, the churches here are closed down. I mean, well, our Governor Burgum, who's a Republican, come on, what was he thinking? You know, get off your butt, Burgum. Open the churches back up. So, you know, this is all, and you know, everything we've been saying on this show, I don't mean to be vain, but everything we've said has been borne out. So the, Governor Burgum, if any of these governors who are saying we can't go to church because, you know, we'll all get the flesh-eating virus, you know, no, come on. We've already found out. The kids are already back in school. They've always been in school in Denmark or in Sweden. Now they're back in school in Denmark. They're back in school in Italy. And guess what? When the kids go back to school, the disease numbers don't go up. Thank you, Dr. Fauci, you idiot. They go down. They go down because the little kids, the flu doesn't bother little kids. And they recently tried a scare tactic on us. They found three kids who mysteriously died in New York. They don't know exactly why they died. And then they're going to turn that into a national story that, because they realized they got a hole in their program. Kids weren't dying from the coronavirus. So they had to fix that fast. So they had to go find some kids to be their poster children, sadly using these kids and their deaths to prove that the coronavirus really kills kids. Well, no, it doesn't, folks. And that was just pure lying. That was medical lying that those people were doing. So the kids actually give us our immune wall. They give us our herd immunity. And this has always been true. So it's all going our way. The virus is turning out to be, as we said on this show, it's nothing different from, well, I contrasted it with the Hong Kong flu of 1969. The Kung Flu of this year has caused much less health damage than the Hong Kong flu of 1969. This is interesting. I didn't know this, Tom. I didn't realize we had much less obesity in 1969, and not unrelated. We had much less diabetes in 1969. We've really gotten out of shape.
We didn't have nearly 100 vaccines.
That's a good point. Something changed, folks. Now, one of the listeners called me up, and he's a pretty good researcher, so I'm just going on his numbers. He said the rate of diabetes in 1969 was 1.6%. It's now at 8%. It's gone up 500%. That's wrong. And then in the case of obesity, in 1969, we were lean and mean and trim. 15% of us were obese. Now it's 40% of us. That's wrong. Now, those two factors, and there are other, you can imagine health is one big picture. So if the diabetes has gone up, the obesity has gone up, just you take any medical measure, they all have to have gotten worse. Coronary obstruction, you name it, it's all must have gotten worse because those diabetes and obesity are just too important. They affect everything. So now we've gotten a lot sicker, and yet the Hong Kong flu took 100,000 lives when our nation was almost a little more than half the size that it is today. So this flu was actually the Hong Kong flu was much worse than the Kung flu, but we didn't do any lockdowns. People went to church to pray, they didn't lock the doors. So this, to use the technical legal term, they got it back asswards. But Donald Trump has it right. We're not going to have a lockdown. We are going to have open churches, and if you don't agree with that, you're going to have to deal with me, Donald John Trump. I love that.
See, what's really, James, what's really fun in all this, what's really nice, God tells you to administer to the sick. He doesn't tell you that you need to stay away from them. He tells you to minister to them. There's a scripture that's not well known. It's part of the Nag Hammadi repository, you know, out of Egypt, that says, if there are any sick among you and have not faith to heal themselves, but believe, call it, let them be nourished with all kindness, with mild food and herbs, and not at the hand of an enemy, and call in the elders of the church, two or more.
Well done, well said. Well said, Tom. Well said, Tom. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we got a break. We'll be right back. You stay there, Tom.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Call my name.
Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie.
Was it Willie Woodrow?
Born and raised in no ghetto, just a white
just
boy.
Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Sing it, Merle.
Well, I'm out.
Well, you know, Merle's singing up in heaven now. And Donald Trump tweets about heaven here in a moment. He's commenting about the fact that he's really unhappy with Fox News. You saw how he lowered the boom on Jeff Sessions. He's not happy with Fox News and the people running it now. You may remember a name, Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes was fired by Fox you know, it was a big to-do about impropriety with the ladies there. And I don't know who was right, who was wrong, or how much or how bad it was or not. However, Roger Ailes was a great patriot, and he built this, what we have of right-wing news at Fox. The guy who, the architect was Roger Ailes. And so the president comments on that. Here's what he says. He says today, in one of his brilliant, brilliant tweets, he says, now, he notices a fact. He's been talking about Fox. Their polls have been terrible. They have had negative polls on Donald Trump from the beginning. So whoever's doing the polling at Fox is a never-Trumper, hates Trump. And the president's aware of this. He says, why doesn't Fox News put up the CNBC poll? Because even these polls are better than Fox. Or believe it or not, the CNN poll. I hope Roger Ailes is looking down and watching what has happened to this once beautiful creation. Very nice comment there from Donald Trump. Here's another one. Here's one. Remember, he was at the Ford plant, Michigan. The wacky do-nothing Attorney General of Michigan, Dana Nessel, is viciously threatening Ford Motor Company for the fact that I inspected a ventilator plant without a mask. Not their fault. And I did put on a mask. No wonder many auto companies left Michigan until I came along. Wonderful, wonderful comment from, he's getting everybody. And he's complimenting all the people that deserve such, and he's taking a shot at all the people that likewise deserve that. So, and Tom, thank you for your call there from the great state of Utah.
40 years of my life in medicine proves God is exactly loving, and he would not allow your relatives to die alone. This is the big crime. We have these old people passing away without their loved ones there.
That's unthinkable. Yeah, imagine that, folks. I mean, that's worse than death. Imagine that you're... You know, the average age for many of these deaths is 80 years old. And, you know, all of you out there listening to my voice, you know, you too will reach 80. You know, and imagine when you're 80 years old and you had this wonderful life and you've had your children and they've had you, now you have grandchildren. And it's all such a wonderful, beautiful thing. And death is not some, you know, this is not some horrific thing. You're 80 years old. Your time has come. You're being called. And, you know, you're going to depart this world. And can you imagine how wonderful, how beautiful it would be to die with your children around you and your grandchildren holding your hand? And imagine how horrible to be stuck with some Filipino medical attendant instead. Wow. We'll talk more about that, Tom, in our next show. See you all in our next Trump Phenomenon show. So long.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.